Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
I asked Brother Sonny for a minute or two to share with you a little about the trip to the Philippines this last time. And I enjoyed it immensely. Feel comfortable. If you need to sit down a minute, it'd be fine. But what I'm saying is I couldn't travel with the brethren, you know, to different places, so I just stayed in the Manila area with the Quintos. And he had from 1 to 3 appointments every day set up for me. And I was kind of glad one day they had so much high water we couldn't get to one of them. I rested a little while. But anyway, I wanted to go back and stay longer. I'll be honest with you. That's still my heart. But I can't do it. And I learned that I couldn't. But I was absolutely amazed at the interest of those people in that area that travel from one place to another. And quite often it took an hour or longer to get, and we're talking about in Metro Manila, to get from one meeting place to the other, a city of 11 million people. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Bumper to bumper, on the sidewalk, and on the bicycles, in the jeepneys, whatever. It was bumper to bumper all the way. On Tuesday morning, the Tuesday we got there, they had services at Elder Quinto's church there in Caloocan. I call it his. It's not his. It belongs to the Lord, I believe. But the thing about it was, they met at 6:30 a.m. I'm serious. I'm not telling you jokes or funny stories. It's just the way it was. We met at 6:30 a.m. It took 1 hour and 15 minutes to get from his house to the meeting house. And the meeting was at 6:30, and we had to be, preacher had to be there early, you understand? Interesting to me, there was about 40 people there to worship before they went to work. Isn't that awesome? One day, the Bible study after the meal lasted from 2 o'clock till 5:30. Open forum. Huh? Interesting, isn't it? Questions, rapid fire. One of the wealthy men in that area that's Primitive Baptist, he's a millionaire in pesos. Now, that wouldn't be a whole lot of money here, but it was a lot over there. He said, God called me to preach. And he quit all of his government contracts. He said, I'm going to give myself to the ministry. While Elder Quinto and his wife were here in the States a year ago last July, his oldest son called him from the Philippines and said, Dad, I'm home. He had been working on a cruise ship to make a living. They make a pretty good living. But he said, Dad, God has called me to preach, and I'm giving myself to the ministry. Is that awesome or not? A young man with a wife and 2 children went home from the cruise ship to give his life to the ministry. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm trying to tell you how it is among some of God's people in some parts of the world. Puts me to shame of all kinds. And this last year, when I was over there this August, Brother Quinto's oldest son had baptized 20 young people since he went home to give himself to the ministry. He lives in the meeting house. Him and his wife and 2 children live in the meeting house. It's awesome to me. But could I tell you the fellowship of the brethren there and the churches is just absolutely wonderful. I'm not going to tell you it's always been that way, but at the present time, they're in unity. And they go to each other's meetings, and it's just absolutely unreal. And even though we met that morning that early and stayed all day, incidentally, the beauty of it was that the crowd got bigger and bigger. And at the day's end, the meeting house was full. Absolutely unreal to me. I think sometimes we need to dismiss the idea of being religious and seek the Savior's will in our lives. I see it happening. Absolutely unreal. I had a good time. Brother Darrell Chambers saw to it that I made it okay there and back. And all was well. I wanted to go back so bad I could taste it, but I had to call and tell him I couldn't. And because I've wondered many times and many days, Lord, how come I walked around to see about Mama and Mama didn't live? So what did you leave me here for? That's a question I'd still like to have answered. And it's not really important that I know. God bless you. Just wanted to share with you a little about the Philippines.
Appreciate that update in the Philippines. I was able to go with them a few years ago and be with Brother Don and some of the ministers out there. It was an eye-opening experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. I'll never forget it, and I have to say I've got this kind of hankering myself to maybe go back. Marilyn Amen. Probably knows that.
Praise the Lord. You don't have to stay. You can go and come back.
You see those people over there, and your heart goes out to them.
Mercy.
Yeah. But we appreciate the update. Pray for them over there, and You know, we need to help them in some ways when we can. So, but anyway, we're going to have supper at 5:30, services again at 7, and be praying for the services tonight. Hope you'll stick around, that our crowd will grow, and that we'll have more people tonight. But let me say this. It doesn't matter how many people are here.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
One important. Amen, brother.
Absolutely. If the Lord's here, it's all that matters. So we'll be looking forward to tonight. Brother Richard, you want to dismiss us?
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.